There's a young man by the name of Francis, and he was very popular. He was the center of attention. He came from a wealthy family. He liked to party and enjoy life. And as he entered into his early 20s, he started to have a conversion in his life as he began to rethink some of his values. But one thing about Francis, one of his greatest fears was lepers. He just couldn't even stand to see them. He had never been close to them, but just the smell and the sound of their voices and just the fear of the disease just terrified him. And a key moment in his life came when he was returning from a pilgrimage to Rome. And he was riding his horse back to his hometown of Assisi, and he came upon a man who was in the middle of the road who had leprosy. This guy had filthy garments, just a terrible odor, and his face was so disfigured by leprosy that he only had one eye that could function. And the man in the road just looked up at him, and their eyes met. And he stopped his horse, and it seemed like everything around him stopped for a few moments as they were looking at each other. And he knew that this was a moment internally that he had to face his fears. And he got off his horse, and moved with compassion, he went up to this leper, even though the smell was nauseating. And he knelt down in front of the leper and took a silver coin and put it directly in his palm. And then he took the hands of the leper, and with tears in his eyes, he kissed them. He got back up, and as he was mounting his horse and he looked back, the leper wasn't there anymore. He had vanished. And Francis knew at that moment that it wasn't a leper whose hands he had kissed, that he had just kissed the hands of Jesus Christ, who had appeared to him in the form of a leper. What St. Francis learned from this account, he wrote later, he said, "When I was in sin, the sight of lepers nauseated me beyond measure. But then God himself led me into their company, and I had pity on them. When I became acquainted with them, what had previously nauseated me became the source of spiritual and physical consolation for me." There was a colony of lepers 2 miles from the town of Assisi, and St. Francis and the early Franciscans would care for them, bring them food, and kiss their wounds. I think this is a powerful example of today's gospel. Jesus tells us that if we wish to be his disciples, we must take up our cross and follow him. The cross means death. We have to be willing to die. And Christ says that whoever wishes to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life will save it. St. Francis was able to overcome his fears of this disease and his concern for his own well-being. And out of charity, he was able to show love to these lepers. And that was part of his conversion and part of where he learned to take up his own cross and to be willing to lose his life for the sake of others. As followers of Jesus Christ, we can't give in to fear. The cross is going to come for all of us. And it may be in different forms. It might be a physical disease. It could be some physical hardship. It could be losing a loved one. It could be tension in our relationships. It could come in many different forms. But it's going to come for all of us. And we have to be ready to embrace it when it comes, as St. Francis did. I think this is a good reflection for us in the time of COVID. Because a lot of people in the face of a disease are overcome or acting out of fear. And I'm not talking about the public response or in terms of public policy, but what I'm talking about today is our inner attitude. How do we interiorly process what's going on around us? And how should our faith shape our perception of reality at this time? And we do need to be reasonable and prudent in protecting public health and especially the vulnerable. But at the same time, we can't allow fear to reign and to take hold of us as if we don't believe in eternal life. We experience freedom when we're with trust in Jesus Christ, willing to embrace our cross. And there is a risk of the disease being transmitted, and that's the risk all the time. There's cold and flu season every year, and there's always a chance that we could get sick. But as Christians, we can't live in fear of what may happen in the future. The cross is going to come for all of us. And if that's the cross that the Lord wills for us, we should be ready to embrace it. If he sets us on a different path, we should be willing to embrace that. But there's great freedom that comes when we're able to put our complete and total trust in the Lord and say, we're not worried about the future. Whatever happens, we'll face it with courage and we'll accept our cross. I've heard it said that we need to view everyone around us as someone who may have or transmit COVID. No, absolutely not. As Christians, that is not how we view other people. We do not view other people as, you know, possible transmitters of a disease. That's not the lens through which we view reality. We view other people as human beings and as children of God. Each one of us is beloved by our Heavenly Father, and we were created in an act of incomprehensible love. And it doesn't matter if someone has COVID or not. We still treat that person and view that person through the lens of charity, recognizing that they are a child of God. And that's true before COVID, and it's true after COVID. We can't allow fear to cloud our minds and how we view others. So even in a time of heightened anxiety, it's important for us as Christians to fall back on our faith and recognize that the proper way to treat everyone in all situations is through charity. As a pastor, there's a set of laws that govern my behavior. And part of that is if someone is dying and they ask to receive the sacraments, it is my responsibility as pastor, in accord with church law, to bring them the sacraments, period. It doesn't matter if that person is dying of COVID or some other contagious disease or something else. It doesn't matter. And the risk of transmitting the disease to myself is irrelevant. It doesn't matter. What matters is that somebody who's dying receives the last rites, because that's a child of God, and if they're crying out for mercy and for the grace of God at their moment of death, then it is the responsibility of a priest, no matter what, to give them the sacraments. And I would be willing to do that for any of you or for any of my people. And that's just the law. That's not like going above and beyond the law. That's what's required of a priest. Because in all situations, we don't lose sight of our true dignity and who we are. And so as we look around in the church, every single person in the pews around us has the same dignity as they did before COVID. Charity didn't end when COVID began. And so we must be willing to overcome our fears and continue to live according to the law of charity. You know, with the mask order, you know, there have been people who have gotten verbally attacked. I've heard stories of people in stores and stuff who are trying to enforce this order, and they get attacked verbally, or some people have even gotten physically attacked over the mask order. What fear is consuming people's hearts that they're losing sight of how we should treat other people? Whether it's fear of catching a virus or fear of government overreach, we need to overcome those fears and continue to treat other people with charity. It doesn't matter if they're wearing a mask or not. We treat those individuals the same way we would treat Jesus Christ if he walked through the doors of this church this morning. There are some strange psychological effects, I think, to wearing the mask. Because it is a reminder when you see someone wearing the mask. It's a reminder that there's a disease around us, that they could have it, that they could transmit it, and there's a risk of infection. So I think that the mask does give us a reminder, a psychological reminder. And so it's important for us not to give into that fear and to make a conscious effort to look beyond the mask and to see the person. People are very divided at this time. And it's okay for people to have different perspectives on the situation around us. People are going to weigh the risks differently. You know, people, you know, the risk that they have with their health and their family members and their situation, people are going to weigh that differently. And we live in a country where freedom of thought is treasured. And so that's okay. But what's not okay is for us at any point to lose sight of Christian charity and the way that we should treat others. And we should never allow an issue like this to create divisions within our country or within our communities. We need to be above that. And we rise above that when we don't give in to fear, or when we overcome that fear. And the way that we overcome that fear is through trust in Jesus Christ and a willingness to embrace whatever path the Lord has for us in the future, and a willingness to place the good of others before our own good. And that means being willing to embrace the cross. We were marked with the cross at our baptism. And so as Christians, we shouldn't be afraid of the cross, but we should embrace it. Because whoever loses his life for the sake of Jesus Christ will save it.